Today on Deep Dive into Water Safety, I'm really excited to have our next guest who has done some great research on snorkeling gear with young children. Dr. Laura Trapani is a pediatrician and clinical researcher affiliated with the Garofalo Children's Hospital and the University of Trieste in Italy, where her work is helping to reshape how we think about child safety in the water. She is working at the intersection of pediatric care and respiratory physiology. She focuses on how children interact with their environment and how equipment designed for adults can pose very different risks for young users. Her recent research this year on full face snorkeling masks has drawn international attention, highlighting how these masks can affect breathing in young children and, in some cases, contribute to serious incidents, including drowning. Her work is part of a growing global effort to better understand risk, improve safety standards, and ensure that prevention strategies reflect the unique physiology of children. Welcome, Dr. Trapani. I know it's evening
Hi.
at night, and I do appreciate you coming on because you have some really important information to
Yeah.
share with our audience. And I have your paper here, and we're going to start off. Your paper is Full Face Snorkeling Masks Carry a Risk of Hypercapnia and Drowning in Younger Children, a Case Series. And I know you're going to tell us all about this, but in your introduction, you say some very important things. Drowning is a serious public health concern whose highest morbidity and mortality are reported among children. In recent years, a new type of full face snorkeling masks called, quote, easy breath masks have become popular, promising 180 degree panoramic underwater vision and the ability to breathe naturally through both the nose and mouth, eliminating the discomfort of the traditional snorkel. While models suitable for children exist, manufacturers do not recommend their use under 6 years of age. However, the apparent simple design of this mask hides significant engineering complexity and inherent risks that are not immediately apparent to the consumer. Indeed, various unidirectional valves are employed to ensure proper airflow to the user, while separate valves are responsible for expelling exhaled air from the device, though, so that in the event of a device malfunctioning or component deterioration, the user may be at risk of CO2 rebreathing. I just had to say that because I have been interviewing people probably for the last 10 months. Snorkeling is a big issue. And what comes up a lot is it's a breathing apparatus. And so why aren't we having standards around it? But let's talk, Dr. Pani, about what your research is and why they pose a risk of hypercapnia in younger children, and what is that definition?
Yeah, so thank you for having me. Thank you for your time. So I would like to underline that it's not a matter of age of the children. It's a matter of weight and a physics law. That's because a child can move in one single breath a certain amount of air. That in medicine, it is the so-called tidal volume. And tidal volume is estimated to be 7 to 10 milliliters per kilogram. So we can estimate that, for example, a 20 kilograms boy or girl can move at maximum, at most 200 milliliters of air. And we have to face the fact that a full face snorkeling mask has a nasal oral pocket in which the user breathes in the air and exhales the air. And this amount of air is around 250 milliliters of air. So we can clearly understand that if a child that doesn't weigh enough breathe into this kind of mask, it will re-inhale the exhaled air rich in carbon dioxide and without any oxygen. And so in their blood, they can have a rising in carbon dioxide with a falling in oxygen.
Okay,
And
so stop right there because I don't
yes.
want to lose anybody. You said if 7 to 10 milliliters per kilogram.
Kilogram.
So if
Yes.
you weigh 20 kilograms, you would have 200 milliliters of air, right? Okay, but if
Yes.
the mask has 250, what are you trying to say with that? If there's 250
That a
milliliters?
child doesn't have the strength to fully push out the exhale air from the mask.
Ah, okay.
So there is no fresh air into the mask, just bad air rich in carbon dioxide. And that's the problem. That's the key.
Is that the definition of hypercapnia?
Hypercapnia is when the levels of CO2, the carbon dioxide in the blood, is above a certain threshold. And this is the definition of hypercapnia, while hypoxia, at the contrary, is when oxygen in the blood is low.
Okay. And how does that happen?
It's happened because this is a complex engineering system. So it's not just simply a toy, a beach toy. It's really a respiratory mask that have complex flow, inflow and outflow of air. So for instance, to really understand how this mask works, we have to understand all the components.
Okay.
So there is the snorkeler on the top from which the air is supposed to flow in. And then the air goes to the visor chamber, the eye zone chamber. And this serves the dual proposal to enter fresh air for the user and to prevent visor fogging. From there, the air passes through the nasal bocal pocket, that is the pocket around the respiratory tract. And from there, it is supposed to flow into the lungs of the user. Then the exhaled air comes to the nasal bocal pocket, and then from lateral channels that runs along the mask, they exit to the top of the snorkeler. So there are many seals, many valves that ensure the compartmentalization of air. But if the mechanisms are not working, the amount of air into the mask can rise up very quickly. So, from the 250 milliliters of air of the nasal bocal pocket, the amount of air can rise up to 1.5 liters of air.
Oh my goodness. And how, why would that happen?
Because if the seals and the valves are not working properly, the amount of air that the user need to flush out from the mask is not just the air just around the mouth and the nose, but we have to add all the amount of air around the eyes and around the snorkel itself. So this amount of air just rise up to 1.5 liters. That is insane, because we have to say that even for an adult, it can make pose some risks, because an adult usually in one single breath moves around half liters of air. So even for an adult, a malfunctioning devices poses high risk of hypercapnia and hypoxia.
This is very scary information.
Yeah, but my concerns about these masks started from my own experience. Because my own father, when was wearing a full face snorkeling mask, was having a hard time breathing because he started being confused and he just needed to take off these masks. And so I start wondering if just an adult may have some troubles while wearing it. For young children, it can make impossible just to be safe.
He was lucky he was with you and didn't
Yeah.
have a real incident. Where was he when this happened?
We were just on the beach, just exploring and snorkeling around the beach. So it wasn't a great danger environment, but this may let me say that even for young children, it's mandatory to have an adult to supervising every aquatic activity, because for an adult, it is easy to safely to simply took off their mask. But for a child, with all the straps that are around the head, it could be really difficult just to remove it in an emergency.
So tell me some more about what you did with this case study. So you got involved because your father had this problem. You decided this is not so great.
And during my emergency department shift, I was there when a girl was brought in after a cardiac arrest after wearing a full face snorkeling masks. So I was there when she was airlifted to us, and fortunately she has her beating on because a pediatrician happened to be at the scene when she had the cardiac arrest and started the resuscitation maneuvers. And so then she was airlifted to us and she was stable, but the risk was really high.
That's amazing. So you did this case study talks about three cases. This is one of
Yes.
them. And
Yes.
she survived.
Yeah, she survived perfectly. Really. She wasn't have any difficult breathing when she was there, because we have to say that hypercapnia may resolve very quickly when the mask is off. And even the blood test analysis that run on the blood of the people that were wearing this kind of mask may be perfectly normal when they came to the hospital, because it would normalize during the time.
As long as they didn't have a condition which we see here, people just kind of lose consciousness, move their limbs, and then they drown, have
Yeah,
fatal drowning or drowning.
it's really a big mess because it is a silent drowning. So no
Yes.
oxygen, no yelling, just the child or the user, the adult, whatever, that just progressively slowed down the movements, just fainted and lose consciousness underwater. So it's a real threat.
Tell me about the other two cases that you did in your paper. Can you
Yeah, the other two
talk about
cases were similar. In one case, one girl just slowed down the movements, and she was really a good swimmer. But an adult that was at the scene just realized that there was something wrong and just pulled her out of the water. And she had some blue skin around the mouth and the nose. And then she was brought to the hospital. And her saturation was down, blood saturation. And so we start giving her some oxygen and then she recovered. And then the other boy was brought in due to respiratory distress after wearing this kind of mask. But he had a difficulty due to the water that enters into the mask because it doesn't fit it perfectly, the face of the child.
right.
And we have to say that just because the mask is fitting the child's face, it doesn't mean that it fits their lung capacity. Because if the child doesn't wait enough, no matter if the mask is fitting the face, it's not working.
So you're saying, and you started out by saying, it's not age. It's weight. So what are
It's
you
weight.
recommending from your case studies?
Yeah, we sent a report to the Italian Ministry of Health suggesting that for usage of this kind of mask, not a limit of age, but a limit of weight should be posed, at least at 25, 30 kilograms of age, 30 kilograms, because it ensures a proper tidal volume, so a proper flow in and flow out of the air. Sufficient to push out all the exhausted air from the mask.
Were they using different full face masks, these three case studies?
Different brand.
Yes.
I think that it's not a matter of the brand,
Okay.
because even different brandies have the same difficulties because the physical of the gases around the mouth and the nose are just the same. So I think that cheaper masks may have some other risks. For example, they can have some silicone materials degrading by heat or degrading by, I don't know, some debris like sand or salty water that just stuck the valves or the seals open to an unnatural position. But even a perfectly working mask can pose the same risks of hypercapnia and hypoxia.
So, what did the Italian ministry say to you on your recommendation?
They are still working because they are just posing some question to all the manufacturers that are selling masks in Italy, and they are just doing their researches.
Oh, that's very good, though. They're putting together questions to talk to the manufacturers because those manufacturers are not in Italy. They're probably in China or somewhere. And if that happens, that would affect all full face masks around the world, here in Hawaii
Around the world.
also. We have a piece of legislation being put out by a free diving person here who moved from New Zealand. And her piece is to get safety warnings on the equipment for free diving, which there's blackouts that occur. And she was saying the same thing. If we could pass that, so manufacturers had to have safety messages, it would make sense that they wouldn't just do it for Hawaii, they'd make it for everyone, which could be a big water safety achievement. And
Yeah,
so
of course.
I haven't heard of any research. Yours is the first of talking about children and full face masks, and that it's not the age. Is so what you're saying is on these full face masks, they say not to be used under the age of 6. I have not seen a full face mask, so I don't know. Is there a requirement of age on full face masks?
The sellers are very clear, and the usage of this mask is forbidden under the age of 6.
Okay.
But there is just a recommendation, but maybe the parents can just think about it and say, well, but the mask just actually fit the face of the child, so maybe it's just a problem of the fitting of the design of the mask. And he didn't realize that it's a mechanical problem, a physical gases problem. And so, it's a very complicated argument.
Yes, but you're putting out very good information. And when I was doing the live show, the person I do it with said, "That's really interesting because it's like car seats. Car seats for children is by weight, not by age. So it's another safety issue. And if we look at it that way, that's great what you're doing, really." Are you
Thank you.
planning to continue to look at case studies of children that come into the emergency room as a pediatrician or?
I'm trying to collect other cases from other emergency departments because some colleagues of mine just reach out to me talking that they have similar experience with this kind of masks, but they didn't publish anything. So maybe collecting all this data, we can came out with a stronger study with more cases, just to raise awareness.
That's exciting. So, only in Italy or other countries?
Why not? Maybe other
Yes.
countries.
I
Maybe
mean,
in Hawaii. Do you have any do you
well,
have any cases?
I don't know, and so I'm going to reach out. But in the United States, you should be reaching out, and maybe we should be letting more people know, so they can send their data to you, or they can be looking in emergency rooms and supporting what you're working on.
I think that every clinician in the emergency department should ask to a parent or even to the adult in all the drowning, fatal or non-fatal drowning, if the user were using a kind of device and what kind of devices were used at the time of the accident.
Yes, that is absolutely where we're at too, trying to collect information on if they were using a full face mask or not. And here in Hawaii, there was a peer-reviewed study done that talked about just that, full, not with children, but full face mask needing to have standards like other breathing, diving equipment.
Devices.
Yeah, it's a breathing apparatus. And I think we're trying to get on board with educating people. And through this show, we're trying to get reach more people internationally and locally about the mechanics, which you're talking about in these breathing devices. Because I see them in children's stores, right? They're showing snorkeling masks, even regular masks, right? And like they're a toy, and they're not a toy.
No, absolutely. And I would like to underline that even the traditional snorkeler has a mechanical dead space that is around 160 milliliters of air. So
Really?
even there is a threshold of safety because there are not toys, there are respiratory equipment, as you said before. I can think about it in any other way. So they are
Yeah.
just respiratory equipment.
Exactly. And I see them and I'm shocked because they have them in different colors and they're cute and people buy them to match the bathing suit. Not understanding that it's not like a beach ball or any other thing you take to the beach. So we're trying to move it ahead, but this came out, this particular snorkel, why they just recalled this one. It's OUSPT, I brand full face snorkel mask. Have you heard of that one before?
Yeah, I have read about it,
You
and
have.
I've read it about it, and I think that is a Chinese manufacturer, and but I think that
They're the
almost
manufacturer. Is that what you're saying? The
no,
manufacturer.
I think that it's not just the manufacturers, it's just the mask itself that poses the risks.
Yes.
So
It's a
so
start. I
every
don't know
mask,
why. I don't know why they just chose this one.
this one, yeah. I agree with you.
So, what's your next step? You're trying to get research from researcher or pediatricians or emergency. Facilities with kids that are coming in, their data in Italy, that's who's, but you want to expand it in every country, right? You want to know who is getting these kinds of pieces of information, kids coming in with incidents who have used a mask. I think that's great. Do you have any way to get that information out, being a pediatrician, emergency physician, and
Yeah, maybe in Italy we have just a network, so maybe it's
yeah.
easier for us just to collect data in Italy.
Yes.
But maybe if any emergency department, a pediatrician have a case, he can easily share with us, and we can have a bigger network,
Okay.
so we can create a real network for safety, water safety.
Well, maybe you should be talking to the World Drowning Prevention Conference that people go to. I've had a lot of people on my show from that. I will talk to them about your research and suggest that they pass on what you're doing to connect what you're doing because it's very, very,
Perfect.
it's so important. And I'm, it's amazing how so many people have come on the show, either had an incident or were former lifeguards or something that got them involved in looking at this. And I don't know how long. How do you know the history of full face masks? I have no idea how long they've been around.
No.
They, yeah.
But I think maybe quite 4 5 years at least before COVID, because many researches were done during COVID pandemic, because they were trying to find new devices to delivering full to delivering CPAP to people with respiratory insufficiency during
Yes.
COVID-19.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so at least I don't know, maybe 8 years or more or less, because all the studies from Grundemald and all from the Auckland University studying these kind of devices, and all the information about the mechanical dead space of these devices came from their researches during COVID-19.
And whose research was that? I didn't really understand what you just said.
Crew demand.
Who's
Maybe I is a physician from Auckland University.
Oakland? Where, you mean here in the States?
Maybe I don't know, maybe in New Zealand.
Oh, in New Zealand. Oh, in New Zealand. Yes. Okay, yes. Oh, Auckland University. Yes. I have Hannah Van Wart coming on. She had an emergency and, had couldn't make it last week like yourself. And I really appreciate you, Dr. Trapani, coming back on. I really do, because it's such important information. What do you think we should do going now? You've got the research, you're going to try to network. What would you say to parents who are coming to visit Hawaii? And then we have the other. Are you familiar with something called rope?
No.
Respiratory pulmonary edema, which is.
Of
Okay.
course.
So what they're saying is we don't have enough research here, but if people are traveling a long distance to come to Hawaii, we're kind of in the stage now of not being real forceful, but saying, it might be to your advantage to wait 2 days to acclimate after being on a long flight where your oxygen is compromised before you go snorkeling.
Yeah, I may agree with you.
Yeah. So that's I and especially for older adults too, right? And what people have said who have experienced an incident, they said they'd rather know the research, even though there aren't a million studies, what is out there so they can make the choices they want to make. And they could say, okay, well, you've told me this is may happen. That could change how I decide when I go snorkeling. And the same is for children. You're giving some really good information. This whole piece, the mechanical piece of 7 to 10 milliliters per kilogram, and that a 20 kilogram child can only take in 2,200 milliliters of air, but the full face mask could have 250 milliliters, so you have this dead air in there that you're rebreathing.
Perfect.
Very scary.
And just assuming that the mask is working perfectly, because
Yes.
if it seals or if anything in the mechanisms fail, the mechanical dead space again raise up to 1.5 liters of air.
So explain to me. We have the Divers Association network here, Dan, and it's international, and they've done a lot of research in diving, and a lot of the diving places here are very stringent about what they say about snorkeling masks. Why can't we see this as a breathing apparatus? What has kept us from seeing it that way?
I really don't know. I really don't know because there are respiratory equipment.
Yes.
Dot. So, for example, there are some studies in which they enrolled adults, so aged 18 to 60 years of age, and they were asked to wear the two kinds of masks from two brands and a traditional equipment. And then they were divided into three groups to do exercise. Light exercise, medium exercise, and hard exercises in a dry environment. And half of the participants that were wearing the full face snorkeling masks had to stop their activity due to the reaching of the threshold of the safety threshold for CO2.
Wow.
While only 20% of the people that were wearing traditional equipment with the snorkel had to stop for the same reasons. So
That's
the
really
data are incontrovertible.
whose study was that? Do you know?
I can share with you. I can
Okay,
share with
sure.
you the
I'll
article.
get them
Yeah,
off
of course.
because I think we're just It's just a matter of getting it out, and I think it's amazing you went to the Ministry of Italy, and they're researching it and coming up with the right questions. I hope they're engaging you in those questions. Are they? Yeah, good.
They are reaching me and all my colleagues from the Burlo.
Oh, good. This is great. Okay, well, then we're moving ahead here. And what would you tell, to get back to it, what would you tell visitors to Hawaii who are wanting to go snorkeling and they've got their kids, right? And the kids want to go snorkeling. What would you say?
I would suggest to use the traditional equipment, so just the mask and the snorkeler without any full face snorkeling masks, because they are not safe for the youngest children, but even for adults. So we have to be very careful because, as you said, drowning is a serious public health concern and it's preventable, but we have to prevent it.
I agree with that. Someone on my show yesterday, Dr. Colleen Saunders from Cape Town, said drowning is preventable, not inevitable. I thought that was a great line. In Britain, I realized they have a British international standard that has recommended that full face masks are a problem. And it hasn't gone anywhere. They're supposed to get back to me about what the standard is they're saying. It says that this document says that the British Standards Institution full face mask specifications underwater breathing apparatus. They are concerned about the use of full face masks, and it's the British Standards Institution, and they're supposed to get back to me. So it's not anything that the UK is actually doing, but they create standards, and full face masks is something they feel no one should use.
Amazing. I wasn't aware of this recommendation from British. Wonderful.
I'll send it to you. Because I think that's they're supposed to get back to me. They're kind of a government group and they work kind of conservatively, but they were really great to get back to me and hear that we're doing a show and we're interested in full face masks and snorkeling in general and keeping people safe. So the more information we have, the better. Do you think adults should use full face masks? I don't think so.
If it's a perfectly working mask, that should be there shouldn't be any risk. Okay, so but the mask have to be perfect. So not exposed to heel, not exposed to the sand debris and to the salty water. And so we have to clean the mask. After every use, we have to clean it and to keep it perfect.
This sounds crazy. I think as a breathing apparatus, the simplest, the better, right? And here we are in the tropics and everything deteriorates here. The issue
Yeah, of course.
we have is people come here to a they come here to visit and they stop at a big store called Costco and they buy everything they need. And there they buy masks, full face masks. They may use them, they don't have an incident, or maybe they do, but they're not really sure. Then they don't want to take them home. So they sell them, or not sell them, but give them back to a recycling place or a place where people can then buy it at a cheap. So we have these still around, and it's a big problem. We have discount stores people buy, or they go on Amazon, like this one was. Buy it cheap and just bring it over, not thinking that it matters, that it fits okay, that the silicone around it's not going to erode, that you have to keep that kind of mask up. There's a lot to that. So, is there any other safety message you would think should be on it besides the weight for children? I mean, you're not doing that kind
Maybe
of exertion, but.
that every aquatic activities need to be supervised by a parent or by an adult.
Yes.
And that for full face snorkeling mask, drowning is silent. So we have to be super alert and to inspect the activities and the motor of the child, because if it's slowing down, maybe the child can have some risks and some trouble.
It sounds like we shouldn't even have them for young
No. Yeah, I agree with you.
let's stay in touch. I will connect you with the people I've had on the show from the
Yeah.
World Drowning Prevention Conference and the
Thank
International
you.
Drowning Alliance of people who are doing research around the world that came together. And hopefully you can get more data,
Yeah.
because this is an important issue. We don't want, we're worried about snorkeling here anyway. It's a big issue. And so the more data we can get, the better. And hopefully people are starting to do more research, but it's hard to do the research, right? It's, you can't do it unless you get the incident reported. And that is what we're also working on. I noticed we had a report I got from the Ocean Safety Bureau here that they gave me. I don't have it right with me right now, but we had 14,000 incidents in Kauai alone, which has only got a million people, not of just snorkeling, but there were a lot to have to do with snorkeling, probably 5,000 related to snorkeling. And not that they were non-fatal, but they had to stop people from going in places that were not okay for snorkeling to begin with, right? And but we need to be more vigilant about when we have a non-fatal to be able to collect the data based on what kind of mass they have. So thank you so much, Dr. Trapani.
Thank
Is
you,
there
Margaret.
anything else you'd like to say?
No, I will send you the article about the adults and the exercise in the dry environment, because it's interesting. It's
Okay,
really
that sounds,
interesting.
I would love to see that and see if we can get them on, because we're going to keep talking about snorkeling and we could talk about it. You've done such great work, but it's in kind of an echo chamber unless we get it out to more people so they can understand. So my last question to you is, does Italy have a water safety plan? The WHO came out, the water the World
Well,
Health Organization said every country should have a water safety plan. And then our country said every state should have one. And so Hawaii became the second state to do it. And it's actually a good working document. And from that, I've gotten a lot of people on the show talking about what's going on. So
I really don't know, so I can make some researches and then answer you.
because did I send you the Hawaii Water Safety Plan? Okay.
I read it.
Yeah. So there's lots of things in Italy that probably are going to drowning prevention that were just in one document people could understand and implement would be very cool. Okay. I appreciate that and I'll connect with you. So as an out to this, Dr. Laura Trapani's work, grounded in her clinical experience at Children's Hospital of Research at the University of Trieste, is a powerful reminder that children are not just small adults. They require safety approaches, equipment, and protections designed specifically for them. Her research continues to inform conversations around snorkeling safety, product standards, and prevention strategies worldwide, helping move us towards safer practices for families and communities everywhere. And your statement in the very beginning about 7 to 10 milliliters per kilogram, and that in a 20 kilogram child, the air that's passing through this full face mask is going to be more than they can breathe out. And so the carbon dioxide stays in. This is an amazing piece of information. And everybody should know that Dr. Trapani has done a great job with three case studies and is going to continue to get people in her research to have a more robust piece to share with us when she comes back.
Yeah, of course.